I have a question for you. Oh, we got some more coming. Should we wait? That wasn't the question, but we'll wait. Good job. Yep, I know it. There's that.
There.
Yeah, there it is again. Are we done waiting now? Should we go?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the question. Have you ever been dropped off at a babysitter or a daycare? You have? Whoa, 3 days, man. So does somebody come and pick you up? Who picks you up? Mom and Dad? So when they drop you, your mom and dad pick you up too? So when mom and dad pick you up, have you ever thought, maybe they're not going to come? I know, isn't that pretty tree? Have you ever worried that they're not going to come? I know, we still got to put our Christmas tree up. Christmas trees are a lot of fun. I lost them. I can't compete with a Christmas tree. I'll try again. So when your mom and dad pick you up, are you ever surprised that they're there? Like, why did you come here? You know they're going to come, don't you? Do they promise to pick you up? And they always keep that promise. You got a Christmas tree in your room? I'll bet you got something else too, but we'll see. So that's a Christmas tree. What's that thing?
A star.
Over here, what is that? Let's go take a look. Let's go check. It is a candle. Let's go check that thing out. What is that thing over there? And it's blue. Careful, don't touch it. Careful, good job. Got everybody excited there. It is a candle. Can we count them?
Yeah.
One, two, three, four. What is this thing for? Oh, and five. Why do you think this one's lit? Is it lit for today?
Yeah.
It's lit for today. Does this one... I know. Does this one have anything to do with that thing over there?
Yeah.
What is that thing? A Christmas tree. We call this a Christ candle. We light this one on Christmas Eve. So right now, there are one today, two, three, four Sundays before that. So next Sunday, we'll light that one. So these help us to remember that Jesus is coming, or that we're going to celebrate his coming as the baby Jesus, right? And there's more, because... I know it. Let's try it. There's a word called Advent that you heard me say earlier. What does that mean? Does anybody know what that means? We talk about Advent when we talk about coming. Jesus coming. This reminds us Jesus is coming. We're going to talk today about his second coming. Did Jesus die on a cross? Did he rise from the dead on Easter? Did he go into heaven? And is he there now? He is, and he's also in our hearts. These candles help us to talk about the day that he comes back. Today we're going to talk about Jesus coming back, how some people... Well, remember the story of Noah and the flood? The flood came, the water washed everybody away, but it sure came. They were warned. We're going to talk about how Jesus is sure to come, just as sure as that came. And as we get closer to this, we are going to be reminded how much... Jesus is sure to come, just as sure as he came on that first Christmas. Are we sure he came on Christmas?
Yeah.
Why? How do we know? How do we know he came on Christmas? Because it was his birthday, because the Bible told us, right? And when he left, he promised, check this out. He was getting ready to go into heaven, okay? His disciples came with him. They went up on the mountain and they're talking and stuff. And Jesus is looking at the clouds. He goes, you know what? I'll see you guys later. And he went up and he went in those clouds. He says, and he disappeared. And an angel stood there and he says, what are you guys looking at? And they're going, well, Jesus was here and now he's not. And the angel said this. He said, you know, the way you saw Jesus go, you're going to see him come the exact same way. Is that a promise? So like when you saw mom and dad go to work when you were at daycare and they came back, it's just as sure as that. Is that a pretty good deal? Let's pray. James, you want to help us pray? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much that these guys are here. We thank you that they know you, and especially that you've made your promise to love them and to come back for us. We thank and we praise you for that in Jesus' name.